tonight on Ice Road Truckers.
He's got the cops behind him.
Hugh shuts down the competition.
I have a disgruntled employee who's a security threat here at my building.
What the heck?
And polar season.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Goes up in flames.
Holy mackerel. Get out of the truck.
Oh my God.
And up north.
I am the king of obsolete, and there will be no other.
The trucker who dares to go beyond the winter roads.
You've spread 60 tons of weight across thin ice.
For the winter roads is almost halfway over. BP Express owners Hugh Rowland,
hang on,
and Vlad the Mad Russian Plescott are struggling to keep up with Polar Industries. They're losing contracts to rival Mark Ahakovich.
Polar Industries, there's another couple loads for us. From Ottawa, thank you.
Driver Art Burke's future is in doubt.
Half our company's up there because of Art.
You must be kidding me, man. Did you pull the pin?
Yes, of course I pulled the pin.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to let him go.
I'm not making any money. I would much rather be home. Maybe I should have went to Polar.
And Hugh and Vlad are scrambling to get their company back on track.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, Matt.
How you do? How's it going, man?
Pretty good. Just got back from that Poly West deal.
Oh, and?
We got like 25 loads, 27 loads.
Oh, I was afraid of that. I just got a few more loads. Taduli Lake.
Taduli?
Yes. That's all the way up there.
Yeah.
Landing contracts for more loads is good news. Oh. But only if they can pull it off.
So we got Wasagamak, that's rolling. Now you picked up 25 more loads, you said? How are you going to do that, man?
I think I'll just stay on the Wasagamak. And why don't we send the new guys, Todd and...
Todd and Art?
Todd and Art up to Tiduli.
Oh. But the problem I have is with Art, you know?
Well, I think we got to do what we got to do for one run anyway. And
yeah,
then, I guess.
I mean, we're short of trucks anyway, so...
We'll just let him go when he get back.
With their fleet of drivers stretched thin.
G'day, g'day.
There he is, E-Fart.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, you?
You and Vlad will have to keep Art around for now.
So far, I've been too happy, too impressed about your services.
Well, a lot of the stuff wasn't
and
my fault, eh?
One of those things that you're not too impressed about is you don't listen.
Well,
sometimes you just gotta shut up.
Well, I do that sometimes, but sometimes, too, I find when I go to give my party...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm listening, okay. The way I operate is in my... I get a timeout when I go to say my piece. This is what I don't understand.
I don't really care how do you operate.
Okay.
You got to kind of get used to our
way
of operation. Right. What do we do here? We invited you over here to do a certain job.
Right on.
Unfortunately, the certain job hasn't been done yet. You don't know how to put chains. You don't know how to strap down. You don't know how to drive. Or how to find a place. But we're going to give you another chance.
But you're bobtailing up to Taduli Lake. Then you're going to bring a van back.
Can you read this? Last chance. And that's what you're getting them this trip.
All right.
This last chance. Do your job, you're going to be fine.
Cool.
Don't do your job.
Cool.
I'm going to ask you to leave.
Cool. Deal.
See you. Yeah? Keep my hand on it.
Right on, buddy.
Take it right away. Just like this. I'm not your buddy. I'm not your friend.
Okay.
I'm not gangster or anything like that. I'm a businessman.
Cool.
This is the way you're shaking hands.
All right.
Right?
Cool.
Perfect. Very good. Thank you.
All right. I came down here to make some money, and that's the plan. I didn't come down here to be the patsy for this hole. Now I'm going to go have a good day for myself. And it all. It all.
While Art's job at BP Express hangs by a thread.
Hey guys.
There he is now. Hey.
Ice Road rookie Todd Dewey is the company's rising star.
So we've decided the place you're going to send you is Tadori Lake.
Okay.
It's a tough road.
It's rough. And on top of it, we need a babysitter. That's going to be you, babysitting Art.
Okay.
Oh, we're really happy with what you've been doing for us, Steve. So.
Good. Good deal.
Todd's charged with leading a convoy to recover equipment from Tadouli Lake. A remote community with a road so unforgiving, it's even shut down the boss.
That's it.
This is going to be a long, long freaking experience right here, bud.
You got a copy? Cool.
Todd will have to get Art and freelance driver Derek Vivier to the most northern town on the winter roads.
Yeah, this trip's going to be the first real big challenge. This is a huge ice road. You know, we're talking a total of about 1,300 miles just to get there. Two of the trucks are bobtailing, I'm pushing up the rear. I got a trailer. You know, the boss has kind of sat me down and said, hey, Bart, don't know how to drive. He's not doing very well. We need you to babysit him. We need you to take him up there. We need you to push him. You know, that way if he gets in a situation, you know, you'll be there to help him out. And hopefully everything goes well.
This is the first convoy I've been on without humor of lead. I like that. Getting bad. It's all turned ice, buddy. What's going on? What the f*** is that all about? It's just beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. That's been going on now. Steady. So far, so good. I haven't lost my mind yet, but it's only early in the day.
A glitch in the radio torments Art, but he can't turn it off or he'll lose contact with the convoy.
But that's kind of driving up the wall. Listen to it. Like a kid that won't stop crying, you just want to choke it, eh? Well, if it's not yours.
Yeah, my VHF starts up in here, man. It's just beep, 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 steady.
I like Art. I know Art's got a big heart, you know, and he's trying real hard up here. He's putting everything he's got into it to, you know, he's trying to make the bosses happy, and it's just not working. But when things consistently keep happening, then you stop looking at the truck and you start looking at the driver. That's the way it works.
Never a dull moment in here. And the beeping stopped, so we're cool. I'm happy. Hey, it happens. Isn't this fun?
Back at Polar.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry it has to be that way. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, Ryan. Looks like Yuri's gone.
Mark gets word that an employee switched sides.
Gonna be heading over to VP, it looks like. Cool. Scratch him off the board.
Okay.
Former driver Yuri Davidov quit to work for rival VP Express.
It's typical Hugh business practices. I mean, he knows I got the best of the best. He knows I got the loads. He knows I've got everything here. He's going after my customers, going after drivers, going after my loads, going after my routes. I mean, Hugh Rowland, think for yourself for once. Quit riding my coattails.
Explain, Mark. I'm not happy from my job.
Well, that's at least you know. At least you know what's going on over there. Mark doesn't care about his drivers, so it's his own fault. I'm going to bury Mark, and that's what's going to happen. I'm going to bury Polar Industries this year.
Yuri was slated to haul a rush load, and now the job is hours behind schedule.
Mark, you wanted to see me?
Hey, Lisa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
So Mark's counting on Lisa Kelly to finish the haul in record time.
You've been doing a hell of a job, so I want to throw another challenge at you. We're going to send you the blood vein.
I need you loaded and out as fast as possible, so we need you to hustle.
She'll have to reach blood vein before the site closes in order to make the delivery deadline and pick up a time-sensitive backhaul.
You up for the challenge?
Yeah, of course.
Hit the road. Let's get you going in and out.
Okay.
Right on. Good job, Lisa.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
See ya. I am excited to get back on the road, going to Blood Vein with building supplies.
She'll score two loads for Polar if she can make it in time. But down the street...
I'm glad Yuri's coming over here. I like him.
Hugh's got a test of loyalty for his new recruit.
I told him just to take his truck down there and park in front of his driveway and see what the hell goes on.
I block market and there's nothing more.
Here comes your truck. Oh, he's not going to let me out?
Hey, come look at this.
Is he just going to stop there?
Trying to figure out what this blue truck is doing here.
All right, Heather, grab your camera, please. Let's go.
Coming up.
I have a disgruntled employee here at my building.
The face-off turns ugly.
Now we'll get the other cats going here.
And the king dares to go beyond the winter road.
You've spread 60 tons of weight across thin ice. That's scary.
At Polar Industries.
I'm locked market. There's nothing more.
Former employee Yuri Davidov has gone to work for VP Express.
Is he just going to stop there?
And Hughes sent him to shut down the yard.
Trying to figure out what this blue truck is doing here.
Let's go. Here comes the circus.
I will stay.
Move our call to police and you will be arrested.
You won't arrest me? Okay. Arrest me.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Five.
I have a disgruntled employee who's with a security threat here at my building.
What's that? You want me to go in the shop?
With Polar shut down, only VP Express is getting loads on the road.
We're going to run Mark out of business. I mean, he's going to go down, he's going to get buried. That's all there is to it.
As the battle heats up in Winnipeg, 800 miles north, a one-of-a-kind trucker prepares for a mission past the end of the road.
I am the king of obsolete, and there is only one, and there will be no other.
Joey Barnes is the self-proclaimed king of obsolete.
Basically, I live at the end of the world. We have to be very resourceful at the end of the world because we can't rely on everybody else. I try and make a living with old-style equipment.
Well, we're going to hook up the slave and see if we can go get a generator.
Today, he's been hired by longtime friend Jerry Umbach to salvage a generator from an abandoned campsite.
We've been talking about getting this generator, but because of the inaccessibility of it, this is about the only way we can pick it up.
But to travel where there are no roads, the king relies on equipment from the earliest days of ice road trucking.
The cat trains are a very unique way of transportation. It was used in the 1940s. That's a caterpillar tractor, but in Canada we call it cats.
Now we'll get the other cats going here.
Jerry's got the big cat, I got the smaller one, Johnson's got the baby cat.
Helping the king manhandle the machinery is protege Jonathan Wiebe.
Okay, always leaving it in neutral. Clutched in, okay?
Jonathan had 2 minutes experience on a cat. He drove it around the yard twice, so he had to learn.
The reason I came out here was for the adventure, because I really wanted the experience.
And rounding out the king's crew is daughter Zena. With his team assembled, the king heads out to face the ice beyond the end of the road.
Zena zooming back and forth on her skidoo like a mosquito. She's a communication officer, because we don't run radio systems, because you can't hear a radio, because it's loud.
While the king journeys into no man's land.
We're headed for the big ice road up to the Dewey Lake, so we got a big day ahead of us.
BP Express driver Todd Dewey's in charge of a critical haul. Along with Art Burke and freelancer Derek Vivier.
Art, did your radio finally quit beeping?
No, it's right back at it again, buddy. It's just not quite as bad. But it's right back at it again. I regret, man. It was tough.
Art's feeling the pressure after being given a last-chance ultimatum by the bosses.
This beep, beep, beep would drive you right up the wall, right? Team VP, boy. And then they got the audacity to call me in the office and tell me that they're not happy. There's definitely, definitely, definitely something wrong with this picture.
Ha! This is crazy.
Hey, Derek, I got something going on in my truck here.
Oh, here we go, right off the...
Hey, my bolts are back down. It's over 15 volts. Lights are flashing on the dash. I don't know what's going on. Sounds to me like you got a ground wire issue. Probably coming off your battery. Maybe that little white wire broke on it.
The convoy's forced to stop as Todd's truck loses electrical power.
We're not quite sure. The alternators or the voltage is going all adrift. The lights is going off and on the dash and all this wonderful stuff that happens if you're working for VP.
It's shorting out somewhere. It's possible it may jiggle loose from rattling, vibration. This one's definitely got a good fix. That's a positive to positive here and here.
Okay.
This is right. Negative, so we could run this negative to this.
Getting back on the road means figuring out where the loose wires go.
this negative to that negative. This negative, this positive to this positive. And this one ain't gonna read because it's...
On the road to Tuduli Lake.
We could run this negative.
The VP Express crew is trying to troubleshoot Todd's rig.
This negative to that negative. So, this negative, this positive to this positive. And this one ain't gonna read because it's...
An exploding battery, showered Derek and Todd with highly corrosive battery acid.
I told you it's a bad battery. That's why I smell the battery. Need more water?
If left untreated, the sulfuric acid could cause permanent skin damage and blindness. But the closest place to get treatment is Lynn Lake, 80 miles in the wrong direction.
We're taking out one battery. We're just going to run in series with three batteries and get the thing back started. And we're just going to do what we can do.
A convoy backtracks down the winter road with Todd's truck one battery down.
It ain't no joke. It ain't a peddly little game. I mean, it's definitely nuts up here.
And freelance driver Derek Vivier's health in jeopardy.
My whole body's starting to convulse. I think I got a fair bit in my throat because my throat is starting to swell up. It feels bad, but I'm just trying to be optimistic at this point. Literally, the left side of my head just feels like it's on fire.
Todd's batteries are going to die pretty soon. I don't know what's going to happen there, man. Kind of in a rush to get poor Derek to the hospital because he has it. They can't get it out of his skin, eh? Burn his face all to hell. That stuff is burning him as we speak. We're jinxed.
Back in Winnipeg.
That's a VP truck?
Hugh sent his new recruit to shut down Polar Industries.
I wonder what's going on there. Oh, he's got the cops behind him.
Guys, I'll cancel everything right now.
So what's going on?
I make the decision to change company.
Well, you can't button the gate. You gotta move.
Got the truck out of the way. The cops came by, escorted them off the property. Where are those two cowards? Sending Yuri over here to do their dirty work. You know what, Hugh? Karma's a bitch. You got yours coming to you soon. You watch.
Polar may be back in business.
Try not to get into it. Just do my job.
But thanks to Hugh, Lisa Kelly's running out of time. The trip can take up to 8 hours, but she's only got 6 before Mark's promise to the village is broken.
The way I go to Blood Vein, a little later than I would have liked to, but we had to hold up with whatever drama was going on today that I don't care about. We're not here to play. My job is to drive this truck and get the freight to the villages in the certain time period that we have.
And with the clock ticking, it might be too late.
Get this blood vein run done.
670 miles north.
Here's the paperwork for that load.
Good, thank you very much.
Sure did.
Take care.
Polar teammate Alex Debogorski's also starting an urgent mission. Hauling the final load of a $100,000 contract.
My specialty, riding off into the sunset. Good look. Oh, is the sun going down? Oh, it must be time to go to work for me.
He's headed to the town of Shemattawa, and he's only got until morning to make the delivery.
Okay.
But after a season of handling every challenge thrown at him,
we're off like a hurdle of turtles.
The 40-year veteran brushes off the pressure.
Look at the howling wolves over there. We used to make the coyotes talk back to us. Go at night and nothing to do on the farms. You go get the coyotes excited. Or the coyotes, or whatever you call them. Coyotes. Must have made somebody unhappy. I'm getting pulled over by the police. One more circus for me today, I guess. I don't know what I did wrong. Way too much fun this morning.
I really don't have time for all this.
You just gotta be kidding me.
Good morning, sir. Siren? I didn't hear the siren, sir. How far? No, I didn't.
You ever look in your mirrors? You're speeding on the bridge. That's the reason why you're getting stopped, okay? It's a 50 zone, and you're traveling at 70 kilometers an hour across the bridge.
Yes, sir.
You're going to get a ticket for speeding, okay? Because slow it down.
Goodness grief. I mean, that's a really bad ticket.
Now, Alex is falling behind.
Well, it's already 3 o'clock.
And time is running out.
Are we going to be too late to unload? It's going to look like a royal ass showing up there late. So I got some time to make up.
Coming up.
Holy mackerel.
Alex feels the heat. Oh, and the king put 60 tons on untested ice. In the town of Lynn Lake.
She never ends, buddy.
The VP Express convoy made it to the hospital after a battery explosion left two drivers injured. And one truck in no shape for the winter road.
The acid got out all over his face and his clothes and his pants and everything else. And now it's burning him. He can't get it off.
At the medical center, Art waits for word on Derek's condition.
My plan is I'm going to wait here at the hospital, make sure he's okay and see what's going on. And then when this is all straightened out and he's doing good, then we'll talk to Todd.
The battery blowing up in somebody's face like that, it could have killed us. It's got to be the alternator. I don't know what else it could be.
After getting checked out at the hospital, Todd's in the clear. But he barely made it to town on three batteries. And the problem is worse than he thought.
You know, I've gone through the batteries. I've gone through all the wiring to the alternator. The batteries are hooked up and linked the proper way. And it's obviously the alternator fried out. And when the alternator fried out, it was shorting out 100%. Obviously, it got one battery so freaking hot that it blew up. It's just a big halt. Everybody's not making any money. Everybody's pissed off. Everybody's frustrated. Just another wonderful day on the ice road.
Hey, you made her, buddy. How'd you make it?
Cream. I got a chemical burn. Good 25% of my body.
Holy.
I had to go for a chemical shower. You're lucky, he says.
Hey, buddy, you were lucky.
While Derek's recovery is good news, Todd's truck and the convoy are down for the count.
Every trip, buddy. Hey.
...680 miles south.
I'm on the winter road headed toward Blood Vein with this load of construction supplies, building materials.
Lisa Kelly's on a mission to deliver a load of scaffolding and pick up a time-sensitive backhaul before the site closes.
I feel like I'm making pretty good time. So just trying to get there and get it done. We have very limited time. So this is kind of the... It is actually like a mad rush to get the stuff where it's got to go. Gotta stay on it today.
She's made up time after being delayed by Hugh, and if there are no more delays, she'll deliver without a minute to spare.
What the heck? A big danger sign. I don't know what it says yet, though. A blacking area. Oh, crap. Pulled up and got stopped by a flag person. I'm not sure what's going on, why we're stopped or anything. I'm gonna go see what's going on here. Hi.
Hi.
Am I gonna be able to get through and get out of here?
Well, we just did a blast here. We got rock all over the road. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Maintenance on the road can only be done when the swampland is frozen solid. And blasting is the only way crews can break through the rocky ice.
Looks like we're not going anywhere for a while. They gotta move the rock before we can go through. This is bull. The loader, maybe they're just polishing off the rest of the rock so we can go through. Looks like we can go now. Looks like fog cleared here. So hopefully we can get on through. Thank you. Every single thing that's delaying us is setting me back. Blasting zones and truck drivers blocking highways and people getting arrested. They're counting on me to get there and they're counting on me to get this done.
She made it through the blast zone, but as she closes in on the offload site...
Well, there's a truck coming.
The crew's already heading home for the day.
Yeah, I gotta jump out real quick.
The trailer you were supposed to grab, it's all loaded, strapped down, ready to go.
Oh, awesome, cool. Happy you stopped it right there, which is cool, because if I would have just kept driving, I would have never known that. So now I know what I've got.
Lisa's just in time to make the delivery and pick up her backhaul.
We got to get this out of Blood Vein. We got to get it to Winnipeg. Got to keep it moving, get it back. No such thing as an easy day.
...700 miles north. In the Canadian wilderness.
The cats are a passe way of freighting. It's an obsolete way. That's why I'm into them.
Joey Barnes, the King of Obsolete, is on a quest to salvage a generator from an abandoned campsite.
They can't afford to build all these roads for a transport truck to haul in.
The calf train is the way to go.
In the 1940s, before the birth of ice road trucking, cat trains were used to haul freight in the north.
I tell everybody I should have been born in the 40s when the cat trains were popular. In the 40s, it was simpler times. And people were honest, you worked hard, you got your paycheck.
To reach the camp, the king will have to cross a mile-wide lake. He has to trust his instincts to lead the 60-ton cat train across the unmonitored ice. As the cat train crosses the lake, each vehicle adds more pressure to the ice, and pushing it too far can be fatal.
Cats and the sleighs go out on the ice, and you're taking a risk. There's no way of checking every inch of the ice. You could fall through. That's why none of my cats have canopies, because when you fall through the ice, you get one chance to come up.
Manitoba, hours from civilization. The king's leading his 60-ton cat train across untested ice. He's been hired by friend Jerry Umbach to recover a generator from a campsite where there are no roads.
Cat trains is a unique way of transportating.
These skis are 9 feet long. You've spread 60 tons of weight across how many feet when you've got thin ice?
That's scary.
Across the lake, the king stops the cat train at the edge of the ice.
You know you were breaking through the ice up there, weren't you?
Well, I'm not too concerned.
You weren't concerned because you were ahead.
That's right.
You're the one. This guy's coming behind.
Yeah, and if you see in the water, that's okay.
Yeah, splashing through water.
That's okay. It's going home, we're going to have trouble.
And now all they have to do is recover the generator.
Yeah, this is the camp here.
We're finally here, so now we got to get Jerry up to where the generator is. He's 71, born in 1941. He'll drive the famous black cat, made in 1941. The senior citizen has to drive. I get to hang on. Well, we arrived here at the camp.
She's free.
Yeah. We're now picking up the generator. We said we'd do this job, and we will.
We got the engine. It's a pretty cool little old engine. And now we got to try to bully this thing out of here.
Whoops.
They wrestle a generator free and secure it to the cat train.
We're going to be late for supper the way we're going here. We've never been late for supper, have we, Jerry?
That's right.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Back to the kingdom.
No, I do it for the customers, you know, for the guys. And the thing is, it's the same rate if I work 8 hours a day, or if I work, you know, 14 or 15 hours. You get one chance to make money and you get it done.
The generator's been recovered, and the king and his crew start the journey back to the kingdom.
But I chose to live up here. I chose to move up here. I chose to stay up here. I chose to raise my daughter up here. That's what I've chose. I'm going to keep doing this till I'm in the pine box pushing up daisies.
Southeast.
I just keep driving until I gotta stop.
Alex Debogorski's racing to deliver the final load in Poehler's contract with the village of Shemattawa.
The road's going reasonably well. Do what you gotta do. I got 140 kilometers left. Well, I think I'm making pretty good speed. I feel like I'm going faster than I was last time in here. Yeah, I should be in Shemattawa in the morning.
Every load must be delivered by morning to claim the $100,000 payday. So Alex is driving through the night.
Well, I don't know why that check engine light's on. I'm concerned that maybe I'm low on oil, but I'm scared to shut the truck down out here in case it doesn't start. But if it's just fuel, it might clear up. If it's a mechanical problem, it's going to fail. Then I guess we're going to put my winter gear on and wait for spring. But the engine's running rough. It's going to run really crappy. I got a problem. So I was looking back there, and I just didn't like the color of the smoke. It's just making really a gray smoke hanging there in the air. The plan is to stop, have a look at it.
Hundreds of miles from help, Alex can't leave anything to chance.
Well, I'm going to jump out there, freeze my rear end, take a quick look underneath, see if we got any oil leaks, look at the load. I absolutely can't see nothing, so. Looks nice and dry under there. You smell that?
The hell?
Smell electrical smell again. It's getting awful strong in here. Oh. Holy mackerel! Get out of the truck.
Starting to get into the rough
on that. Next time, on Ice Road Truckers.
Oh, you liquor.
BP Express reaches the breaking point.
I got told by the bosses, a cement trucker is good to go. You know, I don't get paid to come up here and be a mechanic and turn wrenches and try to get fired up. This is bull.
While Team Poehler.
Where the hell are we?
Is heading in the wrong direction.
Holy.
And the king of obsolete breaks through.
Doesn't look all that friendly.
It doesn't look good.